leaving or staying in peace. You may or may not be willing to put up with your partner's apparent flaws. Whether you stay in or leave the relationship, there are always two ways to do it. One way is in peace, with love. The other is at war, with anger and blame. If you want to be in peace, judge your partner, write it down, ask four questions, and turn it around. Clearly see that his flaws are flaws in your own vision. Then let the decision make itself. It always happens right on time and not 1 second before. I am devoting the rest of this chapter to the following conversation with a woman from Amsterdam because it's a perfect example of how someone can believe a thought so thoroughly that it seems like a fact. This woman was absolutely convinced that her husband was terminally uncommunicative and that she was going to leave him. But when she inquired into these apparent facts, they turned out to be just two more unquestioned thoughts. It's not your job to understand me, it's mine. Welcome, sweetheart. Let's hear what you've written.
I wrote about my marriage because I'm going to leave my husband and I feel a lot of guilt about it.
You're going to leave him, is that true?
Yes.
Can you absolutely know that it's true you're going to leave your husband?
In this moment? No, I guess not.
How do you react when you believe that thought, I'm going to leave him?
I feel a lot of guilt.
How do you treat him when you believe that thought and feel guilty?
I get angry at him.
Yes, it's as if you've already left him. You leave him emotionally. Who would you be without the thought that you're going to leave your husband? Let's say you're going to leave in 5 days. During those 5 days, living with that man, who would you be without the thought?
Peaceful. I think I would see him as more of a whole person.
Yes. When you see him without guilt, you could have a nice time. He might even help you pack.
I would like that.
And you could both wish you well. I'm going to leave him. Turn it around.
I'm not going to leave him.
Can you find 3 ways that you're not going to leave him, even if you move out?
I still care about him. I'll invite him to see the children on a regular basis. I'll be there if he needs me.
Yes, you could be really good friends. It's wonderful to love and care about the father of your children. That is a gift of an open mind. When your mind is open, your heart is open. You can't have one without the other. Parents who separate and believe what they think can be cold, angry, and confused. It doesn't leave much experience of the heart. People can love each other without condition and still get divorced. We don't have to leave in anger.
But it seems harder when there is love, because I think I don't have a motivation to leave.
You have to have fear or hate as a motivator. Is that true?
No, I see that it isn't. Still, it's easier to explain to other people if there are a lot of arguments and anger.
Let's just work with your own understanding. How do you explain to yourself why you're leaving?
I'm leaving because he doesn't want to talk to me.
Okay, here's how you explain it to people. When they ask why you're leaving him, you can say, I love him with all my heart and I want to live with someone who talks to me.
Oh.
And when your husband asks, why are you leaving me? You can say, because you don't talk to me. You have your reason. It may not be good enough for the rest of the world, but it's good enough for you. When you're at peace with your reason, your mind isn't a war zone. You stop teaching your children that the way to leave is in anger. You can teach another way. You have your reason to leave, and you still love him, and you love yourself for being balanced and caring. What did you write down next?
I'm angry at my husband because he let me and our marriage down.
He let the marriage down. Is that true?
I'm not really sure.
When you do this work, yes and no are equally good answers. Or you can say, I don't know. He let the marriage down. Is that true?
No, it's not.
I hear your answer is no. Where did you find the no?
I got a bit dizzy in the head. I'm not clear about who's at fault anymore.
Good. So for now, it's a no. How do you react when you believe the thought, he let the marriage down?
I remember how I fought for our marriage, and I think he should have listened to me. When he walks into the room, my thoughts begin to attack him, finding all the ways he's letting the marriage down. I push him away with my energy.
When he walks into the room, who would you be if you didn't believe that he let the marriage down.
I would see a man walking into a room, and it would be okay.
Yes, you'd just be available, whether he has anything to say or not. And even if he is silent, you could watch him without finding fault with him. So he let the marriage down, turn it around?
I let the marriage down.
Can you find three ways you let the marriage down?
Let's see. I criticized him a lot. I want more from the relationship than I let him know. I push him too much.
You may want to share this with him. Sweetheart, I let the marriage down, and I'm sincerely sorry for that. And then you can tell him specifically what you just found. Let's look at your next statement.